unless you've been sitting in a cave for the past week or so, you cannot have failed to notice the number of audio tag posts which are now appearing on Audioboo. I think the latest resurrection of this idea has been promoted particularly by a user whose name has suddenly skipped my mind, by Brailsnail, of course, by Brailsnail. Although, actually, if you search Audioboo for audio tag, there are a number that go back a little while, although most seem to be for cross-posting to Tumblr or something. I have to say, I know of Tumblr, but I have no idea what it actually does. So if anybody wants to enlighten me on that, then please feel free. But that's a bit of a peripheral subject to the point of this email. So anyway, I thought I'd have a go at this accent tag thing. It's quite interesting hearing how people say these things differently. I've particularly enjoyed Top Gold's one. That was very funny. And also Raquel, I can't remember her full name, but Raquel something. Sorry, Raquel. Who then posted a supplementary one on oranges. The problem is I've had to stop listening to them because I'm slightly worried that they'll change the way that I actually pronounce the words when I come to do it in just a moment. There were two ways of me doing this. I could either listen to the list on my iPhone using VoiceOver, but I was slightly afraid that actually listening to it, I use the Irish English voice on for VoiceOver, and I was slightly worried that that would have an impact on the way that I then repeated the word. So I've gone for sight reading instead. I have the list that Brailsnail used, and I have blown it up to a reasonable size on my computer. And here we go. Apologies for any sort of pauses between saying the words as I find the next word. Okay, here we go. So the accent tag, it says name and username. I'm Robert, and my username is RJNet. Age, late 20s. Country, United Kingdom. Favourite colour, blue. Pronounce the following words. Just bear with me a moment, let me just get that to the top of the page. Okay, here we go. Drum roll, please. Vance is coming now from that drum roll. You're wondering what I'm doing, Vance? Okay, here we go. Pray silence. Silence, Vance. Unless you're planning on doing this yourself. Okay, good boy. Off you go. Good boy. Okay, silence. Here we go. Aunt. Roof. Root. Theatre. Iron. Salmon. Caramel, fire, water, New Orleans. Hold on. Yep. Pecan, both, again, probably, Alabama, lawyer, coupon, mayonnaise, pajamas. Court. Naturally. Aluminium. GIF. Tumblr. Crackerjack. Doorknob. Envelope. Polka dots. Swag. Would anybody really say swag differently? Surely, there aren't that many other ways you could say that, really, are there? Anyway, sorry, I digress. We have questions now. What is it called when you throw toilet paper on a house. I'd say I don't understand the premise of the question, unless whoever wrote this has a very small house and a very large roll of toilet paper. I don't see how you throw toilet paper on a house. However, I would call it littering or rubbish. What is a bubbly carbonated drink called? Champagne? What do you call gym shoes? Well, I wasn't really sure what they were trying to get at with this. Do we mean shoes that you would use, say, when at school doing gym-related things, in which case it's plimsolls? Or do we mean just sort of any kind of shoe used for sporting activity, in which case it would be a training shoe? What do you call your parents, mum and dad? Or maybe once upon a time, mummy and daddy? Do you think you have an accent? I worry that I'm that my accent is being chipped away at, in that I think once upon a time I had a reasonable RP, received pronunciation, accent. I mean, you know, everybody has an accent, and, you know, the absence of an accent would be the absence of speech, wouldn't it? I think I had a reasonable RP accent, but living, I don't know, living in London seems to have a negative effect on it, and I find myself dropping consonants and not pronouncing things properly, being a bit lazy in my speech. So there we go. What did it say at the end of this? Oh, it just has the tags. Okay, that's splendid. If there are any other words that you want me to say, then do let me know. Otherwise, I shall get this uploaded and move on to audio mo. Just thought I'd add to that, actually. I've just listened back to it. And I'm slightly irritated by the slight lisp that I seem to have on certain words, particularly with S's. So that's a bit annoying. shows I don't listen back to my audio booths too often. And I was also slightly intrigued as well. Actually, when I was reading the words, I'd obviously sort of leant forward so that I was as close to the screen as possible. And you could actually tell that audibly with the proximity of the screen to the microphone being much, much closer. Finally, I just thought I might as well actually say the two words that Raquel was saying earlier on, just for sake of completeness. So that is orange or oranges, and the other word was garage. So I hope that's helpful, and now I really will upload it. Oh, and I'll add Dizzy Thinker's list to the boo description once it's up on the website. What am I talking about? It wasn't Dizzy Thinker, was it? Sorry, it was Braille Snail. Sorry, my brain's really not attached this evening.